Have you ever thought about your future self as a stranger you'll someday meet? That's exactly what most of us do with money. We treat our 65-year-old selves like distant acquaintances we'll never actually encounter. The truth is, every dollar you spend today is a conversation with that future person, and most of us are giving them the silent treatment. Personal finance doesn't have to feel like a punishment or a math test you're destined to fail. It's really about building a relationship with someone who doesn't exist yet, but will thank you, or curse you, for the choices you're making right now. This isn't about deprivation or becoming someone who counts pennies at brunch. It's about grabbing control of a life that otherwise careens forward without direction, picking up speed until something catastrophic forces it to stop. Picture maxing out your first credit card at 17, watching collection calls pile up, and realizing you fundamentally misunderstood how money works. That was the beginning of a financial education that came through failure rather than wisdom. Even with the advantage of affordable education in France, dodging the 50,000-plus student debt trap many peers fell into, financial literacy remained elusive well into the 20s. Keeping $20,000 in a checking account, earning essentially nothing, felt safe, while words like investment and retirement triggered anxiety rather than action. The financial system does feel rigged against younger generations. Stagnant wages, housing costs that devour half your paycheck, and the lingering trauma of the 2008 recession make it tempting to throw up your hands entirely. When survival feels difficult, planning for retirement seems absurd. Starting a personal accountability blog at 25 forced a confrontation with avoided money anxieties. Three transformative lessons emerged. First, pay professionals for expertise you lack. A $300 CPA consultation saves thousands in avoided mistakes. Second, embrace spreadsheets as liberation tools. Tracking expenses revealed $300 monthly vanishing into forgotten takeout orders. Third, build a money community by breaking financial taboos. Even Instagram perfect friends confess to living paycheck to paycheck or having zero retirement savings despite six-figure salaries. Smart money management extends beyond banking into everyday choices, developing conscious spending relationships, like learning five basic meals instead of ordering delivery, or building a capsule wardrobe rather than impulse buying fast fashion. Getting good with money doesn't require perfection, just awareness and incremental improvement. Whether building an emergency fund or investing $50 monthly in index funds, every positive step compounds. Becoming financially responsible within 12 months is achievable through straightforward steps that transform your relationship with money from anxious avoidance to empowered engagement. Start by creating a budget, review several months of statements, categorize expenses, and build a forward-looking plan. Next, establish a 3-month emergency fund in an accessible savings account. Conduct regular credit card checkups, use under 30% of available credit, ensure rewards match your spending, and automate payments. Monitor your credit score using free services twice yearly. Create a basic retirement savings plan by consulting HR about employer-offered accounts. Run a career checkup. Compare your salary against industry standards, evaluate job satisfaction, and set written goals for 1, 5, and 10 years ahead. Add at least one income source through side hustles that supplement earnings or develop marketable skills. Finally, reward yourself when hitting milestones across savings, career growth, and personal development. This journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Each step builds confidence, transforming your relationship with money into something sustainable. Budgeting initially felt like punishment, a restrictive system eliminating freedom. Tracking spending revealed shocking truths, thousands monthly on dining out, impulsive purchases leaving no memory, money vanishing into unconscious consumption. The first budget calculation showed comfortable retirement was possible if death came within a week. Transitioning to entrepreneurial income required four critical rules. Never exceed ability to pay credit cards in full monthly, avoid unnecessary CEO lifestyle luxuries, check balances twice weekly, and realize savings won't happen magically. The ideal account structure resembles a four-tier pyramid, checking with $1,000 for daily expenses, accessible savings for emergencies, semi-liquid accounts like CDs for medium-term goals, and longer-term investments at the foundation. Before investing, complete 5 essential steps. Save 3 months of expenses, create a debt repayment plan minimizing interest, open a retirement account with employer match if available, explore low-risk options like index funds, and only consider individual stocks after mastering basics. The Rule of 72 visualizes long-term potential. Divide 72 by your annual interest rate to determine doubling time. Money earning 8% annually doubles every 9 years. At 1%, it takes 72 years. Master retirement accounts to maximize growth. Employer 401ks offer higher limits and matching. IRAs provide flexibility. Traditional accounts allow tax-deductible contributions with deferred growth. Roth accounts use after-tax money for tax-free retirement withdrawals. Self-employed? Use SEP IRAs or self-employed 401ks. Always capture employer matches and increase contributions gradually. Early investing matters. A 25-year-old contributing $100 monthly accumulates far more than someone starting at 35. View money as a tool, not a goal. Your career is your greatest financial asset, representing decades of earning potential. Financial stability creates professional freedom, enabling decisions based on fulfillment rather than desperation. Maximize earnings through compensation negotiation. Research salaries via Glassdoor and industry contacts, prepare to negotiate offers, and consider both monetary and non-monetary benefits like flexible arrangements. Side hustles can transform careers while providing financial cushioning. Many evolved from low-paying coordinators to prestigious professionals through persistent side projects, blogging during downtime, building audiences, pitching to larger publications. Though initially unpaid, supplement income through social media management and focus groups. For the exhausted, choose side hustles using different skills than your day job. Building careers through side projects often requires sacrificing social time. Your professional wardrobe doesn't need expensive labels, but should reflect personal aesthetic while emphasizing comfort. Essential items include well-made shoes, a statement jacket, a professional bag with personality, versatile black pieces, quality consignment finds, and a properly fitted bra, ensuring everything else fits correctly. Most people view cooking as intimidatingly complex, leading to expensive takeout habits. The Italian grandmother mindset emphasizes using what's available, batch cooking, and treating meat as occasional treat. Transform cooking into economical practice. Never waste groceries. Think in ingredients rather than meals. Batch cook and freeze sauces. Prepare double portions for tomorrow's lunch. Maintain a well-stocked spice rack and use meat sparingly. Every budget-conscious kitchen needs quality essentials. Good knives, wooden cutting board, mixing bowl, high-quality stainless pot and pan, various utensils, measuring tools, and quality kitchen towels. Your living space profoundly impacts financial health. As a renter, document everything in writing. Before signing, verify rent is 30% or less of income, clarify utility inclusions, and understand lease-breaking penalties. Conduct thorough walkthroughs documenting existing damage. Learning basic handiwork saves money. Essential tools include hammer, screwdriver, level, pliers, tape measure, drill, and tape. Master fundamental skills like changing light bulbs, fixing toilet levers, and unclogging drains through YouTube tutorials. When decorating on budget, buy only what you love and sleep on decisions. If considering home purchase, use mortgage calculators assessing affordability based on credit score, income, debt, and maintenance costs. There's no right time to buy. It depends on your comfort with financial risk. Follow your dreams can mislead. Our culture treats career ambition as virtuous, regardless of sustainability, ignoring how pursuing passions requires financial freedom. Dreaming medium offers realistic alternatives, recognizing fulfillment should come from multiple sources, not one perfect career. Break lofty dreams into mini dreams, create detailed budgets, and follow the rule of four. Maintain at least four fulfilling life aspects beyond work. True freedom comes from building financial stability, one manageable step at a time.